Greg, you have experienced guys on this offense. You have a bunch of juniors and seniors out there for the Pioneers right now. And overall, the Pioneers, they had a better third quarter. However, in order to have a shot at winning this game, they need to have a remarkable fourth quarter. Down two possessions, that's not a favorable sight. They've succeeded at running the football, Greg, 171 rushing yards, but I don't know how much of that you're going to see in this fourth quarter, at least for the time being.
Yanni Gavalis and this offense need to get the passing game going. Gavalis, 23 of 29, so he's hitting his passes for the most part, but only 160 yards. The Pioneers needed the passing game to get going. They got the running game working fine, but this passing game has to get going. Right on cue, the Pioneers are going to go five wide on the first play from their own 20, going from right to left. Gavalis takes a snap, looks far side, caught at around the 26-yard line. Good catch there by, let's see, you've got a couple players in the way. Have a little trouble finding it. Mike Richardson with the reception.
That is right. And Greg, Richardson is the guy you really want to get involved now. That's his sixth catch on the day. He has the two touchdowns for the Pioneers.
12 and a half minutes left to go in the game. Three receivers on the field for the Pioneers. They fake the handoff to Pierre. Gavalis looking downfield on the near side. Far side, excuse me, has Richardson at the 45-yard line. That's another reception for Richardson, and the Pioneers have another first down.
I don't know if you can get much better footwork than that. You see the way he just curled out and worked that sideline, Greg?
True tiptoes right there.
Excellent catch there by Mike Richardson.
So first and 10 of the Pioneers on 45 with 12:10 left to go in the game. The Pioneers trailing 26-14. Gavalis, out of the shotgun, takes a snap, looks, throws, has Amir Crenshaw at the 44-yard line in Bentley territory. That's going to be another first down for the Pioneers.
And a big hit there by one of the Bentley defenders. That was number 55, Kalik Clerville.
What a name, huh? 11:54 left to go in the game. First and 10 for the Pioneers in Bentley territory at the 43. Bentley leading this game 26-14. Gavalis has four receivers in the game. Mike Williams in the backfield. Gavalis takes a snap, looking right in the middle of the field. He has Mash at the 29. Mash will be taken down at the 25-yard line. So an 18-yard reception by Deion Mash, and the Pioneers moving down the field with ease on this drive. Another first down.
Great quick note here with that catch by Deion Mash. Now three Pioneers with five-plus catches on the day. Gavalis knows how to spread the ball around pretty well.
First and 10 on the 25 with 11:20 left to go in the game. The Pioneers trail by 12, 26-14, and there is a flag. No one's really, not really see any indications of what the flag may be.
I believe there's only 10 guys on the field for the Pioneers. Pioneers caught with 10 men.
Oh, see what they rule. A lot of indecision.
10 men on the field. That's what it's going to be. Yep.
Yep. Only 10 players on the field is the penalty. So first and 10 for the Pioneers. Clock continues to move at 11:15. Gavalis out of the shotgun, going five wide. Gavalis shotgun takes the snap, throws to Pierre at the 29, and Pierre's going to have to fight to get to the line of scrimmage.
That was Rogers Boylan, one of the utility guys on that defense, a senior from Dover, Massachusetts, closing in nicely on Malik Pierre, similar to what the Pioneers did to Mahoney in that third quarter that just passed.
New receiver group for the Pioneers. They're going to go five wide again. Derek Eugene, Tyler Collins, and Mike Richardson line up on the left side of Yanni Gavalis on the near. Mike Williams shifts over to the slot on the far right, along with Michael Hargrove, right along the sidelines. Gavalis takes the snap. He's going to scramble it himself, and he's going to get taken down at the 23-yard line. Not really sure about the play call there.
I highly doubt Coach Collins would call a quarterback draw on second down and 10.
So now no gain on the play. It's a third and 10 with 10:09 left to go in the game. A 12-point lead for Bentley. Crenshaw, Eugene, and Pierre on the near side left for Yanni Gavalis. Mike Richardson lines up on the far side right. Mike Williams lines up in the shotgun to the left of Gavalis in the backfield. Third and 10, Gavalis, snap, throws to Eugene at the 25, and Eugene tries to carry his way to the 20, and that's with the full progress. He will be stopped there Only a 5-yard game. That's going to bring up a fourth down and 5, and you got to assume the Pioneers are going for it.
Told GC's field goal try would not make it a one possession game. So Coach Collins, rightfully so, leaving the offense out on the field here.
Fourth and 5 with 9:25 left to go. Pioneers trail 26-14. Three receivers in the game, two running backs in the backfield, Pierre and Williams. Cavallis working out of a shotgun. Fourth and 5. Pioneers on the red zone at the 20. Cavallis, snap, looking for Eugene on the near side. Eugene has it at the 6. A fourth down conversion by the Pioneers. They'll spot the ball at the 7, but nonetheless a 13-yard reception, a huge 13-yard reception by Derek Eugene.
Greg, this just doesn't add up. I don't know how Coach Collins can just pick and plug players in the game. Eugene, I don't think we've seen him the whole game, maybe once or twice. He's made the last two catches for the Pioneers.
Yeah, those are his only two catches. I mean, anybody can benefit. As now, there's a flag, and
it's going to be against Bentley. Good job by the Pioneers catching Bentley off guard. It's going to be offside.
Offside's called against the Bentley Falcons, so that is going to move the Pioneers half the distance to the goal since the ball is spotted at the 7. So they'll put it right around the 3 or 4 yard line after the penalty. Matt Grossel will check in. Chico Wulu comes out. Mike Richardson will line up right on the sidelines on the far side right of Gavalis. Eugene stays in the game on the near side left. Amir Crenshaw, the slot receiver on the right side. Malik Pierre, the running back to Gavalis' right in the backfield out of a shotgun. First and goal to 3 with 8:42 left in the game. Pioneers looking to trim this deficit, trailing 26-14. They fake the handoff. Look on the far side. Caught by Crenshaw in the end zone. A touchdown. Number 5 on the year for Amir Crenshaw. And now that makes it a 26-20 game.
Greg, an excellent out route ran to perfection there by Amir Crenshaw. And before that catch, Crenshaw not really much on the stat sheet. But a drive that logged, I want to say that's an 80-yard drive in just 10 plays. 4 minutes, 23 seconds for the Pioneers, ending in Gavalis's. I want to say now that's his third touchdown pass of the game.
Right you are. That's number 15 on the season for Gavalis. Joey Tolgisi on for the extra point. Snap is away. Kick is up. And it is good. So that makes it now a 26-21 game. And this deficit, only a 5-point deficit now for the Pioneers. They're starting to crawl back with 8:33 left to go in this ball game.
Greg, Bentley has not scored in this second half. The Pioneers now have 14 unanswered points. And you think about it, if you eliminate a couple of those costly turnovers by the Pioneers, I mean, you're only down by 5 points. You got to think this is a different ball game right now. Bentley's defense is what's keeping them in this game. They're causing the Pioneers to turn the ball over, which is keeping points off the board.